Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore on this Monday, the sixth day of the month of June. And so here we are moving along into well into June now. And Rick, I'm looking at some of the news stories, but, you know, I think I'll let you start there. Kind of relatively quiet Monday and a relatively quiet weekend, from what I understand, which is good.
Well, it is the 6th of June, as you mentioned. Of course, there are a few people still left to remember D-Day, and that's a famous date in history. There are some people who don't even know about it, so we'll leave it at that, I guess. Another thing on this date in history, Mark Twain, Bill, back in, I think it was 1897, was reported to have died, and he had a press conference and said something to the effect that the news of my demise has been greatly exaggerated. And that happened on June 6th. Today, though, in the Gloucester Times, Ray Lamont has a story about the Gloucester budget. And there is a big budget meeting in the city taking place this week. Residents apparently, will have to, or they'll have a say, or at least they can be heard, I guess, their comments on the budget. The Gloucester City budget for 2017 fiscal year is $105.1 million. And according to Ward 1 Councilor Scott Memhard, Chairman of the Budget and Finance Committee, that also includes first-year Councillor Joe Orlando Jr., Council President Joe Salino. Councillor Memhard has said that the subcommittee has not made any changes to the mayor's budget prior to the hearing on Tuesday. So, bottom line, public hearing on Gloucester's proposed $105.1 million operating budget for fiscal 2017. The hearing is part of a meeting at the City Council on Tuesday, June 7th. At 7 p.m., and of course, that's at City Hall in downtown Gloucestershire. And really, that's it for the big news. There is a sub-story here on the sheriff's race, Bill, and I guess there are now 13 candidates for sheriff of Essex County. And I don't know how that relates to getting your papers in and so on, but as we've talked about many times, Sheriff Frank Cousins is retiring, and so there will be a new sheriff in town coming up in the fall.
Right, and a number of different candidates looking to or vying for that that seat, that position, and 13, that number sounds about right, and I think there have been rumors of more and more, but who knows, but that's the number I guess we'll probably go with right now. That sounds pretty accurate right now. That would be Republicans and Democrats combined, I think, running for that seat. In the front page of the Salem News today, now, the news is just filled with graduation stories, including the front page Beverly High School graduation from must have been on Saturday. But they have a story from the planning board in Salem. This is a Dustin Lucas story in today's edition of the Salem News about a housing development near Bertram Field. Now, Bertram Field is the football field in Salem. They also, of course, do soccer, field hockey, different events there. But it, if you know that property, it abuts the Collins Middle School. In fact, the Collins Middle School students use it as their phys ed field during the school day. And it also abuts the hospital property, North Shore Medical Center, the Salem Hospital and the Children's Hospital there. And apparently residents living near, this is from the article, a proposed housing development off the end of the Bertuccio Avenue near Collins Middle School railed against the project when given another chance to do so last Thursday night. But this time around, planning board members, the planning board members joined them. Developer Nathan Jacobson of Swampscott wants to build a half dozen single family four bedroom homes on a proposed road at the end of Bertuccio Avenue. The project was planned was before the planning board as part of a public hearing. Hold on one second here. Just got to move my story along here. Easier said than done, apparently, here. There we go. Much of the site targeted by the development, known as the nearby property owners as The Hill, is rocky. It's accessible today by a couple of short trails that start nearby. I don't know if that's that rock that's right above Bertram Field. Boy, that would be a great seat for Thanksgiving football if those houses were to be perched above that rock there. But I'm not sure if it goes quite up that far. But anyways, it's a story in the Salem News today, and we'll see how that plays out. So a little opposition to that. And Rick, I'm also looking at the Item does a story today. A couple of different stories. Steve Krause has a commentary on Ali, Muhammad Ali, who passed away. And they also have a story on some of the impact he had in Lynn and some of things with some articles there. I think they're worth very, very much worth reading. Steve has, like I said, he has a front page story on Muhammad Ali, and they also have their graduation stories as well in the item as well, as you might expect from over the weekend. So yeah, those are some of the stories making news. And I guess the big story nationally just was all over the national news this past weekend. I was doing some driving this weekend, and you listen on the radio, and Ali was clearly the top story, at least the first part of the weekend this past weekend.
And all last night on television too, rightfully so, sports icon, civil rights icon as well, and humanitarian in his. The latter half of his life, which was a good thing, sad to see, but he was absolutely an amazing athlete, and he turned the United States upside down during his reign as king of the boxing world. But he got into politics in terms of standing up for his rights, and really talk about changing the conversation. Muhammad Ali did exactly that.
Right, converting to the Muslim faith, challenging, did not want to go to the Vietnam War, but yet on the other hand, all before that, he became the biggest celebrity or biggest, the most recognizable figure on the globe, I think, at that point in his life, and you just can't take that away from him. Certainly a one of a kind of unique people. Re-energized boxing a little bit, clearly for a while, in a sport which is, has kind of a marred reputation, I would fairly say, the sport of boxing. But I think Muhammad Ali put it back on the map and made it exciting again for, having grown up during that time and not being a boxing fan at all, really, but you could not ignore Muhammad Ali and the George Frazier fights or Sonny Liston Ali, all those different fights, whatever. So, yeah.
Exactly. Bill, there's some good news and bad news in one article by Ethan Foreman that I want to draw your attention to. And the headline says, AMC Theater hopes to offer recliners, cocktails. And the article goes on to point out that the AMC Lowe's theaters at the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers are refurbishing. They were built in the 1990s. And their hope is to add luxury recliners. You'd be able to reserve seats, grab a beer, a glass of wine, or a cocktail, and have some hearty food delivered to your seat. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is, how much is this going to cost?
Well, I know the ticket alone is probably going to get jacked up a little bit, right? I don't know what I'm not quite sure now what a movie ticket is now, but it's in the low double digits, I believe. Mm-hmm. Here, for a movie theater ticket, and so now I'm sure those seats are going to be a little bit more, but I can't figure out, Rick. I don't know whether movie theaters or movies are doing well or not doing well. I hear all these different stories from time to time, and I just don't know what. I can't imagine that they're doing quite as well as they might have done years ago. But then again, I'm not sure about that. So I don't really know how they're doing. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know that going to a movie is very expensive from my perspective, and we're very judicious in the movies that we go to see, hoping that we agree with the reviewers before we go to see it, but I will say, seeing a movie on the big screen with the big sound is a great experience, and the two venues, we have a lot of great venues in the area. The two best, though, are Liberty Tree Mall, because they've got so many different theaters you can choose from. And then we like to go, Salem has some good theaters selections, and you've got across the street there Hollywood Hits on 128. But I do like the Liberty Tree Mall, and the one down by Jordan's, what's that called, the IMAX down there?
Yeah, IMAX, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great place too. So it's a lot of fun, but we do have to save our pennies and plan to go to a movie. Just can't go on the spur of the moment anymore.
No, and... And I think one of the problems is what, I'm reading the news stories. There are some movies that, they expect to have a big smash weekend. They come out, they don't. Others unexpectedly do. So there's good and bad, I think, with these theaters. And I'm not quite sure how they're doing, but you're right. It's still, there's nothing like it. I mean, I know there are folks that have the home theaters and they have that sound and it sounds great in their home, but it's still nothing. But I'm not into that myself at home. I'll watch movies at home. I love movies, but I won't But going to the theater is still a special event. But it's not that, you know, I just don't go that often. And I think it was when you have kids, young kids, you just pretty much stop going altogether for years. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, these movies are out, and there's decades where you never went to the movie theater, or certainly not very often. And so, but you're right. You know, there has to be something to watch, and I'm just not convinced that there is. You know, another thing too, Rick, is you don't, you know, again, I love the newspaper. I love picking up the newspaper. And, you know, you don't see the movies noted in the newspapers anymore either. They're not there. You know, that just, right. It used to be something that you'd, you know, you could check the sports scores. You could check, you know, glance at the headlines, look at the different towns and see what's going on with the news. And but they now the theaters, and I get it, they don't advertise. They do all of their advertising online or on their website. Everyone knows how to go to it. They're all the movie apps and websites and so on that take care of all of that stuff. But for us old timers, or for this old timer anyway, I always did kind of, you know, I'm looking at the paper right now. You'd look at one of the pages and you'd see kind of a strip of the movies and you'd say, oh yeah, okay. You know, you just kind of see it front and center as you were looking at other things. You were drawn to those movies, and that's something that's just, they don't do anymore. You know?
Well, on the other hand, I tried to get a phone number for someone the other day, so I asked a friend, and he just looked at me incredulously, and he said, well, look it up in the phone book. And I said, I don't have a phone book. So, you know, I don't quite know how to do that online. I do everything online. But, you know, it is those things are gone. I do look at movies online. I do that. What is it, IMBD or something like that? I forget what it is. But I do check that one out from time to time. And, you know, you go to Rotten Tomatoes. And, yeah, I'm all over that stuff. But I get that. You're right. That's changed.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's a flashback in time and a flash to the current time as well. And I think we could move along and just talk quickly about sports here, Rick.
Hold on, Bill. If I may, just a couple of things I want to point out on Friday. It was a very busy Friday in terms of interviews and so on. And I do want any of our visitors to the website to take a look at Friday's activities because of all the sports that you have up there. And I had some interviews. I got to talk with Rex Fowler of Aztec Two-Step. They're going to Shell and Lou on July 2. Tremendous interview with him. He is of the Simon and Garfunkel era. He and his co-band member. I got to talk with him. A great interview. And then got some interviews up there also with Senator Bruce Tarr, Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti, and just it was a very busy day on Friday. Got a lot. And then we talked rhubarb cocktails with Heather Atwood. So a lot to look at from last Friday.
Oh, wow. You're right. Rhubarb. I saw the headline, Rick. I did not listen to it, but rhubarb, obviously, that's huge right now. Folks with it in their gardens. I know we have some, but rhubarb pie, always a favorite, that's for sure, for this guy. Yeah, we've got, I'm just looking at the couple of posts here. We have the new, an update on the new athletic director in Beverly, Dan Keefe. Got to meet him on Friday. What a great guy. And, you know, you hate to lose somebody like James Coffey, but it sounds like they got somebody coming in there that will do a great job. And Dan Keefe, welcome to the North Shore. And as you mentioned, you have those other things from Gloucester as well. So we got a bunch of things up there. And we've got a high school baseball game today. Belmont is playing at Danvers. Radio coverage starting at 4 o'clock today. Probably be on a little before 4 because the game will start right at 4 from Twyfield in Danvers. So if you can't get there, spread the word that we have the game right here on the website, right on MSO Radio. Go to the post, which will be up there this afternoon, or just click on MSO Radio around 4 o'clock today or a little before 4.
Yeah, and of course that means we will not have North Shore Sports Night tonight. And due to MIAA restrictions, we won't be video streaming this as well, but we will have the radio broadcast. Saw Belmont on Thursday, Bill. They were it was a classic high school baseball game, 13 inning, 4-2 win over Beverly, and they've got some kids. They got one kid going to Division I. He's going to Penn State to be a pitcher. He was their pitcher the other day, should be a great game. And you know, Danvers always puts out a great product. So it's baseball weather, and Kearns will be with us today.
Yeah, that'll be great to see Tim. But you know, one of the things too with this tournament is that Danvers kind of sitting around here, getting a high seed, not playing for a while. So that's not always a plus. You know, that's not, you know, and I mean, you want it, you know, you want it, you know, they'll be able to throw their top pitcher, whatever they consider to be their top pitcher today, But it's still sometimes it's you could lose a little bit of a little edge, you know, whether it be off, you know, at the plate or defensively. But on the other hand, at this point of the season, they're probably could use a few days off and probably use him well as well getting ready. Plus, I think 29-year coach Roger Day knows pretty well how to prepare for the tournament because he's done it a few years there at Danvers.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. I'd put my money on that. Yep.
There you go. All right. So, we'll keep you updated on things going on today. Do follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. You can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. So, with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on MSO today, on MSO, on North Shore today, on MSONewsSports.com.
MSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat.